How the Sultan showed favor to Ayaz. O Ayaz, who art full of humbleness and sincere in all thy ways, thy sincerity is mightier than sea and mountain. For thee there is no stumbling in the hour of lust, so that thy reason, which resembles a mountain, should go like a straw. Not in the hour of anger and vengeance do thy powers of long-suffering fail to hold fast and firm.
What does all this mean?
Always we go last page. What was he talking about? He was bringing an example of daily guests and blah, 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 right? And before that, it was a guest that the host, they really didn't want him. Things like that, right? Okay, now the subject has changed. How the king will favor Ayaz? How? Look at it. It doesn't say that the king will give something to Ayaz. King is explaining to you how Ayaz is, because this is why the story is made. Rumi brings it to tell you. So this is the Rumi will say, if you are a lover, you should be like this. It starts with what? With that you are full of needs. Do you see that at the beginning? You are full of needs and you are honest. Your manner is honesty. Your honesty is greater than the sea and the mountains. Means what? After so many years everybody is sitting around and Rumi is talking and talking and talking, he repeatedly will come to this. And now that it's the last part of book 5 and we're going to arrive to book 6, which is the final chapter, the last thing we could say here, there was one mission clear. The subject here is what? Bewilderment. Means what? This is bewildered. When the only time that you understand that you don't understand, that's a very exceptional moment if you look at it clearly. Because you know that you don't know. You know that you don't understand. Oh, if you could do that always. But the most important stuff which he begins with after having needs is what? Honesty. Do you remember we talked about this honesty a lot? Honesty is the only stuff that you could stand up and declare that, hey, honesty, an only human being could understand it. No animal will understand honesty. Does they? They cheat. They're like you, like me. That's it. Cheating, show off, and all of that which is in animal is in me. This is the point that I understand that I'm not the animal. Why? I understand honesty. Let me explain it to you. I am somewhere else. I'm having a trip, right? Then somebody is serving me the food in a restaurant in the middle of nowhere. Over there, I will see somebody is walking and dropped his wallet. Another guy crossing, saw it, picked it up and shouted, Hey, you drop this and return it to him. What? How do I feel? Could you say, none of my business? No. When somebody is cheating somebody, I get angry. I feel bad. So I understand that somehow the feeling towards honesty is in me. This is the magical stuff which makes me human being. He will say, your honesty is the greater than the ocean and the mountains. Even when you are very, very busy with your, the word is shahwat, has two meanings. One is sexuality. The other one is appetite. Both are there, and Rumi plays with that meaning. Here he will say, even in the time of appetite and sexuality, that honesty will not go away. Means it's base of your character, because your brain, then it's working like a mountain. Nobody could move it. Yes? So he is explaining how the lover really is. Yes?
So Nicholson is translating honesty is sincere.
I didn't hear the word.
I ask you, I'm full of humbleness and sincere in all my ways. So that's right.
Which line is it?
First line.
First line.
So yeah.
Like, Oayas, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oayas who are full of humbleness. No, there is no humbleness here. Mm-hmm. And sincere in all the way. The sincerity is mighty and sea and mountains. Mm-hmm. Not a very good translation, because Persian is not like it. Oayas. Who has a lot of needs. Are you listening to me? Ay ayaz por niyaz. Ayaz niyaz. The words are like that. So you are the ayaz with a lot of needs. To what? To your honesty, being honest. How do you say it? Kish. Kish is like religion. Honesty is your religion. The meaning is that. Ayaz, full of needs to honesty, which is your religion. Yes?
So the Latin we translate as manliness is this, not in having beard and penis, otherwise the king of men would be an ass's prick. Whom has God in the Quran called man? How should there be room for this body there? What worth has the animal soul?
Just imagine that the king wants to favor Ayaz and he's talking like this. It's ridiculous. Because the subject is something else. Right at the beginning is that the beginning of the paragraph. He is talking about, okay, let me ask you something. This stuff that we talk about, that we are the chosen fellow creature from the God and all of that, who is that? A serial killer, is that? A dictator, is that? No. We are talking about human being, a noble human being. That one is the master here. Yes?
What worth has the animal soul? O Father, come now, pass through the market of the butchers.
Yeah. When you pass through the market of the butchers, what do you see?
Uh,
a lot of meat. Do you see an animal over there? No. Because the animal doesn't have any spirit, it's just that meat. But if a human being is cut off, somebody cut off his head, now we have meat, or we have a lot of questions, why, who did it, and blah, blah, all of that, because this is what the difference is between human being and animal. The real difference, I repeat, please remember this. What could I do that you don't need it to be remembered again? It's a very simple thing. An animal comes here and goes away finished. That's the story of animal. The human being comes here and remember, Rumi, is he really dead? Like those meats in the butcher shop? That's the point. Our life, that's why we say we have a special soul. The animals, they don't have the soul. They are alive, yes. But we are talking about that connection, that stuff. Yes?
Pass through the market of the butchers, 100,000 heads laid on porches, of which the value is less than the fat caudal part and tail. Only a slut's intellect becomes a mouse and lust like a lion by the flaunting of a cock.
You couldn't say it really sharper than this. In Persian language, sharp, because in Persian language normally they don't talk about the prostitute. They bring in some not good woman, blah, 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 not to say the words. Then say the word penis, never. Then talk about the sexuality? No. Here, all of it is here. Because he puts it like this to show it to you something. Look at it. Yes, the explanation, the example is very strange, but it will give you a real understanding that I was talking about a good human being. The bad one is that prostitute. Which is how? When sexuality is here, she doesn't care about anything else. Do you understand it? The human beings that when they want something or they like something, nothing could stop them. He said, Ayaz is a very honest fellow. Because all the other people, they cheat. Which one of you has cheated today? None of you. 100 times, all of you. Yes, you even cheat yourself. Encourage yourself in the silly stuff. This is what my brain is working on, you see. Listen, it's very important to have the break, to could stop something, because there are the stuff that this one doesn't understand. Give you an example. Okay, you win a lotto. No. You will find some way to become billionaire. You have $560,000 billion. Okay? Do you give something to someone else? Or you put all of that in some companies to get more money? Where is the limit of that more?